Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum, welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm reading an article from the newspaper The Guardian. It's Premier League 2022-23 preview, number 3, Bournemouth. Scott Parker's promoted side hope Dominic Solanke keeps up his goal-scoring form upon his return to the top tier. Last season's position, 2nd in EFL Championship. Prospects. When the fixture computer coughed up this season's assignments, Bournemouth could be forgiven for feeling a little queasy. Runners-up in the Championship last season, there is little time to adapt, with trips to Manchester City and Liverpool in the first month, as well as a home date with Arsenal. The kick-off at the Vitality Stadium against Aston Villa, a repeat of the first Premier League game 7 years ago, which ended in a slender defeat. This time, Bournemouth appeared to be banking on players who were regulars. Upon relegation 2 years ago, Dominic Solanke, Lewis Cook and Philip Billing to come to the fore. How Solanke will fare is one of the bigger questions. Given last time he was in the top flight, he mustered 3 goals across 18 trying months after joining from Liverpool for £17 million. But the striker, now 24, has scored 44 goals over the past 2 seasons in the second tier and will be keen to transfer such form to the top table. They are short on numbers at centre-back, but the captain, Lloyd Kelly, has the ability to shine. It is easy, especially these days, to get lost in the hysteria of the summer transfer window, particularly given Nottingham Forest's aggressive recruitment drive, but Bournemouth did a key bit of digging in January with Kiefer Moore, whose form for Truro City a decade ago earned him a move to nearby Dorchester Town, signing from Cardiff to provide another dimension in attack. Thank you.